Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day.
I'm the greatest.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He is so good and he's so powerful to be around.
With guest host, John Spider Sally.
They came up with the phrase, jump the shark, because of that episode. Every time they mentioned it. We were number one for 5 years after that. What did I care? There was a phrase.
That's true. That's true.
Today's guests, Basketball Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas, 12-year NBA veteran Frank Brakowski, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's John Spider Sally.
Wow, this is big. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Welcome to the Rich Eisen Show, but I am sitting in because he's in D.C. I'm joking. He's not in D.C. He had to go to court. Talk about what he was doing on January 6th. Right now, he's going, he can't host again. He can't host again. He can't go on. Anyway, thank you. I'm John Sally, and thank you for being here. I am filling in for the day. My friend decided to take a long weekend, and people can do that. Okay? We can. And I'm sitting here. We got Brock. Hey, Chris, this is the deal. Since you and I are the real Celtic fans.
Now you're talking.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, even though I played for those other teams, I grew up a Celtic fan. So I think it's an important thing that you know that. And that I think they're going to win in 7 games. I just thought, I said 6 earlier. But 7 because the NBA, more drama. We need drama. We need drama.
We got to extend this season. But you're going to have to talk me off a ledge because I feel, if we want to get right into it, I feel like we lost the series on Friday.
See, that's what I don't like about fans. Because you guys start thinking.
Well, we're too emotional.
This is the deal. The reason you didn't lose or you don't think about that is maybe – It's just a ploy, right? It's just how you play the game. You wear them down. You wear them down.
Well, they intentionally stunk the last 5 minutes on Friday just to make it more dramatic.
I feel that NBA. When I was playing, I realized that most guys can only play 36 minutes. Okay. They can only play. It takes an unbelievable amount of, I guess, focus. Chuck
it's like playing golf. To focus for 18 holes is very difficult.
Yeah.
And to focus for 48 minutes in the NBA is very difficult.
Except in the finals. In the finals, the top two teams, you're supposed to be able to focus. You got to focus for 8. It's 12 more minutes. But I would see it, too. I'd see guys zone out, especially the other day. I see them zone out with not thinking, or they think he's going to get it, and then I'm going to get on his flow and his flow and his flow. And it was a trip. When I heard Draymond talking about he was out of flow, I never understood that. Like, not in the finals. And he's bringing your kids and your wife and your all that to the game. I think I did when I was a Bull. I think my wife came to Seattle. But that was it. You go into work, put on your hat, and you go to work. And you watch enough film, and it's basketball. It's not like it's a new job. It's what you've been doing since you were 6. It's basketball. It's the easiest thing in the world. Anyway, TJ over there wearing a Clippers T-shirt.
Representing the 92 LA Clippers right here, Spider.
That's nice. It must be laundry day.
Who wears the Clippers shirt?
The audacity.
The Clippers don't even wear Clippers shirt.
How dare you, sir? How dare you? Come on.
All right.
So, put some respect on Charles Smith's name and Ron Harper.
Charles Smith is on that?
Yeah.
Charles
Suwaito. Who is on that shirt?
I believe Danny Manning is on this shirt.
Wow.
You don't even know.
Ron Harper, I said that. Gary Grant. No, Gary Grant. It's upside down. I can't remember right.
Man. What is wrong? I've never seen that shirt. I didn't even know they made shirts for that team. What did that team win? That was the first time the team went to the playoffs, too, probably.
Oof, 92, man. I don't know. I have to look that one up.
92.
Caught me flat-footed.
I do everything in L.A. according to the riots. What riot was that in between?
Well, that was still between Rodney King and...
Wait, now was that 91-92 or 92-93?
I believe this is 92-93.
All right, well, wow.
92-93, they were 41-41.
Yeah. 41-41. Yeah, you guys...
With Larry Brown.
Larry Brown was the coach.
I know. He was mad at being here. I love Larry Brown, one of my favorite coaches. Never put coach. Anyway, today we're gonna have a great show, man. I called Isaiah Thomas. He said yes. Well, I didn't call him. I texted him. No, I called him, and one he didn't pick up. And then one of my oldest friends and great guy, Frank Bukowski. We're gonna talk. We talked about doing our own show at one time. Sometime I think last week, 2 weeks ago. So when they asked, I was like, oh, this is gonna be great because the conversations he and I have. Unbelievable. We're from two different worlds. He lives in Montana on a lake, and I like traffic in Los Angeles. So it's a different feel. And I can't wait to get Brick on. We're going to talk about old, new, all kind of things. It's going to be great. And I was thinking, because I do that a lot, I was thinking, I'm down the street from the Lakers practice facility, and I haven't been back there in 22 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I love Genie, and I love that, but I haven't been down to that facility. I got to go check that out. So when I'm leaving here, because I just saw a little clip where they show AD said he hadn't touched a basketball since April or May.
April 5th.
Okay, that's unacceptable.
Okay.
Great, because I wanted to get into this with you because yes. I want to know if this is a big deal or no deal.
It's unacceptable.
See, I didn't think it was a big deal, but...
Yeah. I know what he means. I hope he means he hasn't, like, gotten into his workout and stuff. But I have a basketball in the car right now. Every time I used to ride in the HOV lane and the cops would stop me, he two people in. I go, this is a very important person. No, I would have that. I would have my basketball. I would have it whether you're just... shooting it while watching television, playing with it, it's your real girlfriend, and it's the only one that, even though it can deflate on you, it's the one you should have. All right, so look at that. That is nice. It's going to be some wonderful pieces. So, what's the clip we have?
Oh, we have the clip of him where he says this. He admits this. It looks like he's at a friend's house backyard. I don't know if they're playing beer pong or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a friend.
All right, take a look at this.
We haven't told, there's supposed to be someone living there. We haven't told them, like, who's going to be the actual guest yet. So, yeah. We have someone who's going to live up there. Though.
Okay. I haven't shot a basketball since maybe April 5th?
Like, where you actually shot a basketball.
Probably, like, April 5th.
Mmm. Yeah, that's not a friend. yeah, that camera was walking around. But I get what he means. And I tell you this. I was blessed enough to... had fake retired and got on television on NBC and watched. And so I got to watch and report and see from a different point of view. And a lot of guys don't get to have a different point of view. Michael Jordan got to see it from a different point of view. And when you step away from the game, while you can still play it, and you see where you fit in and what was missing, You become better. I think so. I think Klay Thompson is better. I think he's better from being away for 2 years. I know his leg may not be better, but for him, for his psyche and for his overall game, it's better he had 2 years off. I wish it hadn't been with injury that, but it proves he's resilient, good guy. Hope he doesn't play well tonight. But besides that, I love you, Klay. I just don't want you to play well tonight. I don't really want to take a side either. I was thinking,
but it's too late. You've already dug in.
I did, and I wanted to be a Golden State Warrior as much as I wanted to be a Celtic. When I used to talk to St. John, I used to say, "Hey, you got to get me on that team. I love Northern California. Not as much as Southern California, but Northern California. I just had a thing. I was going to be in New York on the West. Didn't work out. So I'm not a fan anymore. So
why should I not be concerned? Like, what did you see Friday that kind of gives you hope that Boston's still going to win this?
Well, first thing, I've been in this position. And I was in this position in 1988 championship. Help me out. Yep, 1988 championship. Because we won game one as a Piston. And Bill Laimbeer says, you know, let's walk off court like we're supposed to win. We're in the locker room screaming like this that we won. They beat us in game two, but they hadn't beat us at the Silver Dome. So we go back and they beat us in game three. And it was probably the hardest game, one of the hardest games I remember playing. They beat us in game three, but we beat the wheels off them in game four and game five.
The Lakers, you played the Lakers.
The Lakers, yeah. And then they cheated us in game six and seven. But besides the point. And the referee that called the Phantom foul, you know, lives here in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, I heard, right over there. I heard it was Black Beverly Hills. Shout I'm not saying it. I'm just saying Anthony Anderson on Blackish.
Shout out to Frank Ocean. He said it, actually.
He sure did. And Issa Rae.
Living in Ladera Heights.
So I remember when you lose one at home, you know, you tend to focus and get it better. And I don't think the Celtics are doing a good job of focusing. That's another thing that I'm noticing. They focus every other time. You can't do that. You can't look to the next guy and then hope you're going to catch their wave. It's just not a good thing to do.
And is that because we heard so much about the discrepancy and in finals experience coming into this? The Warriors had 123 games of NBA finals experience, and this Celtics team had zero.
Right, but it's a round thing that has 9 pounds of air in it that goes into an 18-inch round thing that you've been doing. So you get to look at the crowd, got it. You get to hear all the yelling and forth, got it. That's we get that. Yeah. But it's still a basketball game and you still have been doing it your whole life. There should be no excuses. And then, it's another thing. I was watching when they were talking about potty mouths in the audience yelling at you.
Well, because Boston fans, you know, have a certain...
Yeah, a
cut
certain
of their,
way.
Cut of their jib.
I wish Bill Russell could tell you some of the things that was yelled at him from the Celtic fans in the 50s while he was winning for them. Plus, you can't hear.
Really?
You shouldn't, right? Boos and cheers sound the same to me. They come from the same
dull
people.
Dull noise when you're on the court like that? Or
you can hear it, but if you're paying attention to it, if you're zoned in, I love... Kevin Costner when he said mechanism on and all of a sudden it's and everything gets quiet. You just have to be able to realize those people that cheer are the same people that boo and they come out of the same mouth. And so what? That they paid to be able to do that. Just dunk on people. It'd make things 10 times better. Hey, I bought my own glasses and I saw Rich had his here and I was thinking if I wore his, would I look? Oh my God. Oh my God. You ever see guys that do this? Yeah. Okay. We're on radio, so no one can see.
How blind is Rich when you looked in those glasses?
I saw yesterday, and I'm sure I can see tomorrow. I'm sitting there, and you know what I really love is that Rich called me yesterday on Sunday. I was getting a massage by the pool at the Peninsula. These are all lies. Wow. These are all lies. It just sounded great as
sounded
I was thinking
really
about
good.
It.
I was like, immediately did. Jealous.
Yeah, I was up in Santa Barbara at Bacar and I was getting a massage. No, he called and he's so on it, making sure that I have a great time. And I love you guys anyway, so was so cool. I said,
He was texting me 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
How's everything going? Is it good? This graduation's about to start.
He's going to rush the graduation, too. I could have been at work.
He was texting me pictures to post to let people know Sally was hosting. Yeah. I'm like, we got it. It's our first rodeo.
You know what also I like that's really cool is, TJ, your whole section over there mm-hmm. is is Afrocentric on the highest level. It is
my
the
man.
Dopest. It is the dopest section except for Cowboys versus Everybody. Everything in that is cool.
Let me move that so everyone can see that.
Yeah. Oh man. I had a friend who works there named Brittany Johnson.
She could now, she give me some tickets?
Well, you know, she left here, went down. The team, you know, they're never going to win again, but, you know, she gets to work for her.
I'm just saying, though, if you want to introduce me to Miss Brittany, and then, you know, because if you have a friend and I have a friend and they can be friends and we can all be
How
friends.
About them Cowboys? haven't won in 20,000 years.
I appreciate you saying that about my setup over here.
Yeah, I love your setup, man. I love that.
I do.
I know I do. I do. I'm sitting, and I was thinking another thing. When we were talking about the Celtics.
John, you said Afrocentric, and I got a bunch of Stone Cold Steve Austin redneck stuff over
here. Well, he had the diamond.
Diversity. But right next to the Black Panther and Biggie.
Showing diversity does work.
I'm a man of the people, baby. You know, I'm a man of the people.
Poison album over there. Yeah. What else do you have?
Yeah.
Got some Dubai Air Ted Lasso thing.
Ted Lasso.
Oh, and of course, a bar from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you know. So yeah. We're covering it all over. Yeah.
I know it. Ted Lasso, great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
Love it.
I couldn't even find out because I was going to say, I can get on that show. Can't even find a way to get in that show.
Hit up Sudeikis.
You can, but there's no room. The show is perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. How do they shoehorn you into Ted Lasso?
You know what I'm saying? Something.
They could just cut to you in the crowd, I guess.
Well, he could be in the pub.
We can write something.
You could be in the pub.
You could be in a pub.
We can write something. I can make a mistake and for some reason be in Manchester and say something. I can get on the show.
You could be running Rebecca's new boyfriends that she's on that dating app with.
Now we're talking.
Wow.
She's tall, so she needs a tall man.
Well, opposites attract.
True, but you can't put her with like a 5'6" dude on TV. She's like 5'10".
Oh, tell Tom Cruise that. They can put people with whomever they want in that joint. Okay, so we have the Celtics. What else is important that's happening in the world of sports?
I mean, it was a big golf weekend, but, you know, NFL's kind of slow right now. Lamar Jackson is going to show up to minicamp this week, which is kind of a big deal because he doesn't have a new contract. But this is all NBA. You're here, 4-time NBA champion.
Right.
You're here.
I deserve 7.
We got a finals tonight, game four. Game five.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Game five.
We should still go. We were talking pre-show about how if it was a closeout game, I was thinking about going and maybe convincing you to maybe fly private up there with us.
Yes.
We should still go. It's still a big game.
Yeah, what are you doing for the game tonight?
What I'm doing? Well, this is the deal. I have this unbelievable Akita named Neo, the vegan dog. Wow. You check him out on Instagram.
He opens up doors.
Opens up doors. So this dog literally figured out how to open up the front door. He wants out. He wants out. So I once I get him settled, I probably hit my boy Dana Pump. We'll figure out what. Or I'll be at a Fat Stogie cigar bar, just sitting around listening to people who don't know anything yell at the screen.
That must be entertainment, right? That's my most fun.
No, that's the most entertaining thing is people who really only heard their father or somebody else. Or those people who read the paper, if they still do that, in the morning and then tell me what they read in the morning as if they knew better. The cheat sheets. And so I watch and I go and I'll say something, you know, out of the blue, like, yeah, Danny Ainge may play tonight. If Danny Ainge gets in, it's on. He goes, yeah, he can shoot, huh? Yeah, he could 1,000 years ago, you idiot. So I like being at those places and hearing people who really think they know the game.
But that's got to be super frustrating for any person who's been there to listen to guys who just have no idea. Right?
Yeah, well, I realize also a lot of guys don't have ideas that play, too. I realize they think of the wrong things to go on, or they lose their concentration that they should not be losing in this situation. So let me tell you, tonight I'm going to tell you the Celtics are going to win by 12. Ooh. I know that's illegal because we don't have a gambling sponsor here. But
not legal in California either.
Yes, not legal in California, even though there's networks that tell you who they think is going to win before and after the game. I'm not mentioning names, Fox. yes, okay. Anyway, hey, John Sally here. I'm filling in for my friend Rich. And when we get back, we're going to go to the Zeke. That's right, the original Isaiah Thomas. Stay right there on the Rich Eisen Show. Wow. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. John Sally sitting in for him. I love that whole thing about Shaquille. Shaquille's one of my favorite people, along with everyone else. This guy is amazing. His pops literally traumatized him, though. a lot of trauma. Shaq needs some. He needs to seriously get some treatment. Everyone does, but his father. I hear so many stories on how Shaq is even framed to get to this point. So I guess his father did it right. Good guy. All right, coming up on this show, did we get him on the phone? We got him on the phone.
He's on.
This is a trip. Everybody, I want to bring in my captain, old captain, my friend, my brother, and right here joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is the one and only, the Hall of Famer, Isaiah Thomas. What's up, Zeke?
I am so happy to be on your show.
Let me
say thank you for the introduction, and then let me let everyone know the pioneer of these shows started with the Best Damn Sports Show.
Oh, yeah.
John Sally brought this format into the realm of sports. So thank you, John. Thank you, Rich Eisen, for letting John, be back on and letting everybody know a Piston again pioneered another.
ahead, thank you very much. And
take your bow.
Thank you very much. But what happened is, you remember how, I know you remember this, sports radio used to be so locker room fraternity boy. It was such, there was no fun to it. There was nothing at this point.
It was all hot takes. It was Rome.
Right. Yeah. I saw Rome still has a show too, I heard.
Still going.
Yeah. Amazing. why? Anyway, Isaiah, this is the deal with Celtics. We're talking Celtics. We got the Celtics versus the Golden State Warriors. You're in San Francisco up to watch the game?
Yeah, I'm in San Francisco doing the game tonight, NBA TV, Celtics, Warriors. And, this is turning out to be a great series. Both teams are playing well. We got one offensive juggernaut, and then we have a defensive juggernaut in the Celtics.
That's the way you look at it, huh? So, Isaiah, because they've been matching you and talking to you about this kid, Steph Curry. You remember when they first started talking about it, I put a post. I put your numbers at 5 years and his numbers at 5 years, and yours were amazing. Great, great. And, he brings the small man conversation back. But can you imagine, Isaiah, if you were playing and no one was allowed to touch you or no one was allowed to hit you going to the basket, how many points you would have?
And the lane was wide open. And not only that, John, y'all wouldn't scream at me if I took, 25, 27 shots and dribbled the ball and held it for, 18 seconds.
Yes. See, so this is what he's trying to say, ladies and gentlemen. The NBA, they had spread the game out. So the game is spread out. And they believe with analytics that the more shots you take, the better chances you have of winning. I think it's proven true in a lot of spaces. But the Celtics are coming up playing old basketball by being great on defense and shutting down some of those shots.
Yeah, and what the Celtics have done, let me move this conversation just to the side a little bit. When I look at Steph Curry now, I see him more Allen Iverson than the Isaiah Thomas conversation, because Iverson came to the game with one thought in mind, and that was to score the basketball. Mm. Curry comes to the game with one thought in mind, and that's to score the basketball. And they are, great scorers at that position. Magic and I, we had to come to the game and try to achieve perfect balance, where we had to score and assist. Mm. So we had to have a different mindset other than just being scorers. So I look at Curry and Iverson basically in the same the same way. Now, to get back to the other side of the ball question, Celtics, old-fashioned defensive team. They really do have a traditional team when you look at them. They have point guards, small forwards, shooting guards. You know, when you look at Brown and Tatum, they could be your two and your three. You got Horford, you got Williams as your four and five, and then you got Smart as your one. They're a big team. They play physical. They rebound the basketball. And they come to the game with the thought of stopping you first, scoring second. Golden State comes to the game with the thought of scoring first and stopping you second.
Okay. So, everybody, Isaiah Thomas, my captain, greatest guy in the world. You know, I said something one time and on television, and then I got a text. I said, I've been with a lot of great basketball players playing with some great basketball players, but Isaiah being 6 foot tall, okay, 6'1", Isaiah, 6'1", and doing it better than most people. So I always, you know, thank you. At first, I didn't thank him because he was hard on me as a rookie, you know. I asked him, where you buy the Rolls Royces? And for some reason, he took offense to that.
you didn't ask me, where do I buy it? You said, take me to get me one.
And I was just joking. I was
your chauffeur.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you know. And I just thought I was being funny. I learned be funny differently. Isaiah, so tonight, I don't want to put you on the spot because you have to do the game. So how much are the Celtics going to win by tonight?
I don't know if they'll win by a lot. I think it'd be a close game, but I picked the Celtics in this series to win in six.
Why that?
Because there's a saying that great offense beats great defense. I've never believed in that saying. I don't think it's factual. Great defense, from my experiences, has always beat great offense. And I think we're watching the Celtics developing into a great defensive team. They defend on ball well. They rebound. They're long. They got shot blockers at the rim. They have tenacity. They have intensity. They have grit. They have a little dirt about them. I just like their toughness that they bring to the game. And their defense travels. They've gone through Giannis. They've gone through Durant. They've had the experience of losing to LeBron a couple of years. I mean, we look at this Celtics team coming into the finals, and they remind me a lot of our journey because most people don't realize. You talk about, you know, Tatum and Brown, but they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals for 3 years and lost.
Wow.
You know, and now they're here on the final stage, and they got a chance to win, and they're young. But this is an experienced group that's coming to the table. And anytime you go through Giannis, Durant, and have lost to LeBron, you know, the three best players in the East, you know, you come into the you're not rattled. You're not shook by, you know, a game five in Golden State that you have to win. So I expect them to play well tonight, and it wouldn't surprise me if they won the basketball game.
Okay, pressure. Right now, Isaiah, our team, 1990 Pistons, who would we have a tougher time against? Would it have been the Golden State Warriors or the Boston Celtics? Crickets.
Ooh. No, I'm thinking. We would beat both of them pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I still love that we are going to say that no matter what. Jalen Rose once said something. He said, Stephen A. Smith, that I'm bruised. I am Piston through and through, so I can never go against us no matter what. But you're right. But Draymond would have been fun to, you know, play against.
Him and Dennis going head to head? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he wouldn't have done well.
I love Draymond, but John, you 7 feet tall. He's 6'6".
Yeah,
he's six. He'd been too little.
Yeah, too little.
He's been too little. I mean, I love him, you know, but I look at these teams and I say, hey, if we won in the 80s, and the teams that we beat in the 80s, the Lakers, the Celtics, you know, arguably, you know, they say those are the you know, two of the top four teams to ever play the game of basketball. And by the way, we beat both of them. So if we can beat two of the top, you know, four teams that have ever played, I'm pretty confident that, you know, we would do all right in this era and win championships.
I do too. Isaiah, I appreciate you getting up. I know usually they don't wake you up to give you a bath until like 12 noon. I appreciate the coming to America situation, brother. Thank you for being on, and I love you. Tell everybody at the house I said hello.
I love you too, and proud of you, John, for everything that you've done off the court, the way you carry yourself, you know, just as a man, and everything that you've done. And again, you know, the work that you do in the movies, and again, give him credit for, you know, pioneering this business in terms of the best damn sports show, because he was one of the pioneers. So thank you, John. I love you, brother, and can't wait to see you and give you a big hug.
There we go, man. All right, everybody, Isaiah Thomas, Zeke, Hall of Famer. That's big. See, TJ, you got to be able to call on your big timers when you need them to come on the show.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? KG didn't pick up the call, but Isaiah picked up the call. Isaiah picked up the call. I was going to call the truth, you know, lived in the neighborhood, but we'll see.
It's harder to go higher up the flow chart than Zeke, though. You know what I mean?
Start with the best. And he's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can always go to Disney Plus and watch Sneakerella with yours truly, John Sally. I didn't mean to, you know, drop that in there.
Hey, John, pretty interesting, too. Yesterday, the 12th, was the 33rd anniversary of you guys completing the sweep over the Lakers in the 89 NBA Finals.
33 years ago. Man. You know, it's a trip. I moved into this new house, and all my stuff is in the garage. And I realized that I have been, I'm not going to say hoarding. And I found a box from 1992. I found a box that said 1992 on it. And I was afraid to open it. And I opened it, and it was just old papers for some reason that survived and got here always 1992. I found a pair of sneakers from 1989. And the date is on it. So the guy said, hey, this is worth something. No, it's not. It's my stuff. It's not worth anything. It's not like I got Isaiah's stuff. I found my Michael Jordan shoes. I got those from 1996.
What size are they?
His. I took him. He took them off his foot, and he was about to hand them to a ball boy in one city. The kid probably hates me, and he's probably district attorney now or something, waiting for me to get a traffic violation. And I took them, and the kid looked at me like I was crazy. Mike said, oh, no, I wear a pair per game, and then I give them to the kid. I go, he got to get them next year. I was dead serious. I was like, sorry, kid.
But you still have those?
I still have those shoes, and I found them. Yeah, I found tons and tons and tons. Because I'm looking around this unbelievable, what is storage unit you guys have here? And you have great things on the wall. So I was like, maybe I'll donate some of that over here.
I mean, we'll take Michael Jordan. I'll take Jordan, the shoes. Because
I know Mike wears a 13 and I wear a 13.
No, you would not. You're not
you
wearing
would put
those.
Your foot in a pair of shoes that you? Michael Jordan
well, here's the deal, because what if a like Mike situation happens? What if I put them on and all of a sudden the power gets transferred to me and I could go to the rec league and drop 30?
But then what? You're old. You can't even.
I know. Them. That's why I said the rec league. Like, let me go to a 40 and over and let me get one last shine, one last run. Now put them on the wall.
So in Black Panther, Wakanda is not real. It's not gonna happen. I know you got the Black Panther magazine, but it's not gonna happen.
You don't know that.
I literally had Dr. J's shoes, and it said Dr. J. He gave them to me when I played for when I was in college.
That's
he literally
right
gave me the shoe, and I brought him home. And I know, man. I love Julius, and I bring him home, and I show my mom, and I put him up on the, you know, on the top of the piano where all the trophies were. And one time I come back and they're not up there. And I where's the shoes? And my little cousins were playing in them.
Oh.
Yeah, so oh, I beat
that
him
hurts.
Up.
You had to.
I just punched him out of the shoe. I remember him flying out of the shoe. Yeah, that's a crazy situation to go into. Let me think about Isaiah. Isaiah is such, let me just go back to one. I thank him so much for letting all you guys know the reason fun is in sports is us. But he made a point about Allen Iverson and those ideas come down to score first. I didn't quite think about it that way. I didn't think about it that way. And that explains Chris Paul. Chris Paul plays basketball the way we used to play basketball. He gets everybody else involved and he finds his open spots. And he gets ridiculed for that. So I guess in order to play well or do well in this new NBA, you got to become a scorer. That's why Bill Laimbeer and who was it? Sam Perkins were the only two guys shooting threes that were over 6'10". Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can't shoot a three, you shouldn't be in the league. I guess that's what it is. All right. Well, great.
What was your jumper like back in the day?
I had a bank shot. I'm fundamental.
Okay.
So, but straight on to the basket, and it was so far in between. You know, I tell you this. I told the story of Joe Dumars used to constantly say, "You got to go get yours off the rim. I can't pass you the ball. I got to give the ball to Isaiah, Bill, and myself, and Vinny, and James." So you got to go get it yourself. But my jump shot, I loved Duncan's game.
I say that to Chris all the time, John. Like for me, I look at a guy. If you're 6'9" and above.
Yeah.
That square is there for a reason, man. Use the square is your friend.
Yes.
I can't understand. I don't know if there's like a lack of cool points that people think they get, but Tim, you're right. Just watch Tim Duncan.
Best
power forward of all time. Use the square.
Yeah.
Use the square.
You know, another thing I've been realizing, because I just went back, and it was a good question to ask Isaiah to revert back to the bad boys since, you know, we're always, no matter what that answer is going to be, no one's ever going to say this team is better. So I already knew what the answer was. But it's a crazy thought. If all things equal, this league now would have such a problem playing in the past. If all things equal, meaning hand check, referees, you know, that – from the old school that expected, like the idea was, if you came in the lane, you were going to be on your back. Like that's what men were. You're going to get beat up. They're going to bounce you. You know, you used to be able to hit a guy with a forearm or a hip. You used to be able to do that. Now you can't move. You got to stay still. They got cameras everywhere. You know, it's like all the cameras everywhere and the replays and the replays and the replays, dangerous. I just don't find it to be as fun. You know, I liked it when the refs had some money on the game.
But in all seriousness, there's no flow to the game because the last 5 minutes take 45 minutes because they're reviewing this, they're reviewing that. Mm-hmm. Slow down here, slow down there. Was that a technical? Is that a flagrant?
Yeah. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money on the game. Vegas is making sure they get it right. All right, we're going to take a break right here, everyone. Come back. John Sally, sitting in for my man, Rich Eisen. Welcome back. John Sally, sitting in for my friend, Rich Eisen, right here on the show. The piece that you just heard, the Meta World piece, formerly known as Ron Artest, he is one of the most amazing humans I've ever seen. Like, if they were to pull his picture back up, and you were to put a picture of a Native First Nation Native American... Native American. I said this a long time ago. Ron Tess, I bet you if somebody right now goes and pulls up as many pictures as black natives out of Oklahoma, you'll see about 10 Ron Artest. Like when I first saw him, one, I've never seen hands that big on a guy that height. They come all the way to his knee. He is unbelievably, body is unbelievable. And, he has voices. He has different voices. And I love that he was the first to admit it. I'm not going to say the team I was on, but sometimes we would have to wait to see how guys were going to be that day, which person was going to show up. It's a thing, this mental health. I told Chuck Daly used to compliment me, you have the best mental health of every athlete I've ever. I didn't know what mental health, what he meant by that. I just thought he meant I can yell at you and it doesn't bother you because that's what coaches do. But it's so much that goes into it. And for Ron Artest, one, I think he was an amazing player. But he was so big and strong, man. Unbelievable guy. Great storyteller.
He could have won MVP before the malice.
Yeah. And there was no stopping the malice. You know what I'm saying? There was no stopping that situation. There was no. The fact that he went up there and he laid down on the scores table to try to calm down is when I knew, oh, man, you in the D. You can't just be laying around.
Where were you for that? Do you remember? Because that was 04.
Yeah, I was at the best damn sports show, period. And when it happened, excuse me, everybody comes and says something, wants to get around. I thought Ben Wallace was also an alien. I just think the NBA was taken over by a lot of extraterrestrials, just being honest. Started with Dennis Rodman, and it kept moving in. I saw all of them in Men in Black. I did. I seen all of them. Hey, everyone, if you're listening, you want to give me a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about, you can give us a call at 844-204-RICH. And let's see what it is. We got some people on the phone, but we're going to see who we got.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to our buddy Jeff in Detroit. Line one. Jeff, what's up,
Jeff?
What up, those fellas? Listen, man. This is a dream come true on the 33rd anniversary. I was there, John. I was there when you turned from a New Yorker to a Detroiter, when you got the crib, Gallagher's mansion over there throwing parties, baby. You was a part of Detroit, and I cannot tell you how much we appreciate it. You were the man, and we appreciate you so much, dude, here in the D, man. You know what? It's funny that you'll go by there, and they still call it Sally's Place. It's still referred to in the hood. Oh, that's Sally's house right there, most definitely. And you had Zeke on. Oh, my day is done. I'm good. But I have a question for you.
Eventually.
We've been having discussions in the barbershop, and, you know, I don't want to throw no shade on nobody or anything, but which one, in your opinion, is more of a head scratcher? The fact that Anthony Davis made the 75th All-NBA team, or that Tracy McGrady didn't make the 75th All-NBA team?
I'm going to say this. That whole 75 picking thing was whack. It was a total. I did. I just said it. It was. Is Dominique Wilkins not on it?
No.
Come on. Come on. Like, I understand marketing. I do. I understand marketing. My dentist is happy right now that I'm smiling. Now, I understand marketing, right? But. Just to pick names that you know that you've only heard in the last 6 or 7 years and to literally compare them with some of the things people have done. Alex English is not on the team.
Oh my God.
That should be against the law. It should be against the law that Alex English is not on this squad. I don't really go for the 25.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Dominique was on this top 75.
He was on top 75? Yeah. Whew. But Alex English wasn't.
Alex English was not, no.
Right. All-star, led the lead in scoring or something like that at one time.
Was he on the top 50, though? Was Alex?
I asked that, too. But there was a thing where he was upset that they wasn't even mentioning him. I don't know. I thought the same. I think the whole add-in 25 was whack, and I think they got it wrong at least 12 of the 25.
Ooh, what 12?
I don't get paid enough on this show to do that. I told Rich I wasn't going to burn it down and cause no problems.
All right, what about like two? Just say two of them.
Because, I mean, out of the 75, I think we have to admit that they, I won't say it was a whack list. I feel like they did a fairly good job of nailing the majority of this
list.
They
only mentioned people that you've heard of in the last 10 years.
Well, I mean,
and you haven't. You can't. And there's
Dave DeBuscher's on the team. He's not someone who's like. And I understand where Dave DeBuscher, because knowing NBA history, I understand how great Dave DeBuscher was. Right? But he's not someone who like a newer fan would know. So here's a guy who, you know.
Well, he was in the top 50?
Yeah, I believe he was. Yeah, so. Dave
right.
DeBuscher,
so
yeah,
it, when nice. We went to Cleveland and they had the 50 there, my guy Jeff Hamilton. Made all the jackets, and it was cool to have the jackets and all
that. Did
you
find any of those in storage?
Yeah, I did, but mine said Hoop Sound Studio. I had to make a different one. I tell you, I do have my Bad Boys Piston one, though.
Oh, word?
Yeah, it's an 89-90 joint. The one thing that I realize is when they did the top 50, there was no argument. Everyone believed that these were the top 50 players. Maybe if they would have done another 50, I know it was 75 and they had to match at 25, I think that's where the problem came in. I think the problem came in, one, I said this before, a kid who was 16 years old when 2006, he said the greatest player I've ever seen in my life is Kobe Bryant, and he was telling the truth, right? Because he was only 16 years old. And at that time, Kobe was getting there, but not total. Not totally the greatest of all time. But it's a thing that keeps these radio shows and the sports shows going.
Well, John, speaking of that, don't you think the boom of social media, the boom of all these sports shows, I mean, if all this existed back in when 97, when that came out, there probably would have been arguments. You just, people, the mouth breathers didn't have access to argue.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. I'm going to say this was a crazy situation when we get to. Anyway, I got to say bye to everybody on the radio, right? With Sandwich Call?
Yeah.
Radio, out. Thank you.
TV's still here.
Still live. TV's still here. Radio, out. Don't crash. Park. Go inside. They don't even have water coolers anymore.
Yeah, but the advent of like social and stuff has really changed all this a little bit, right?
Let me tell you about social. Let me tell you what I think about it. I think, one, I think what Draymond does is great on his show. But as I learned, if you play well, you can do anything you want. When you have bad games, you can't do anything. You just can't. But another thing is people don't realize, and I said this a thousand times, when we get to this point in your life, in your career, people don't remember that you're human. So you're not, we don't care if you're human. We don't care if your wife just crashed a car before leaving. We don't care that your kid has chicken pox. We don't care that he got suspended for the third time. You still have to come here and perform at the highest level. And a lot of people forget that life happens. And just as long as it doesn't happen during game time. I remember one play was doing something. The first thing everybody asks is he going to be able to play?
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. When Isaiah Thomas played for Boston, when his sister died, everyone felt so bad for him. Is he going to play? That's really all they want to hear. So
he balled out that night.
He did. Yeah. He for good reason. For good reason, because this is the place. I love that about playing the sport too. It was the place to get anything that you had going on that was bothering you. You can take it out on. I wish Kendrick Perkins was playing when I was playing. Like I would have elbowed Kendrick. Because he wouldn't have hit you back. He just would have looked at you and said something with a country accent. you hit him and you said, he's not going to hit you back. But they have to remember that they're human. I just tell people all the time. And the reason I say this about social media is make sure you don't think that way. When they used to write it in the paper, this happened, and you had minimum guys. But social media, you got the audience literally in charge of the Discord. It is. All right. We're going to be right back with more of The Rich Eisen Show with your man, John Sally. Peace.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.